Tosfos said, Rabbeinu Yitzchok said in Tosfos that Shema Ein Lachalek between being Makadesh with Mechilas Milva versus being Makadesh with Hanas Mechilas Milva. So on Tuesday we were discussing, we were discussing Ein Lachalek and that what should be the din for both of them?
They should both work.
They both should be Mekudeshes. So if they're both Mekudeshes, then the question is, how do you understand why? I mean, we understand why Hanas Mechilas Milva is Mekudeshes, because he's Mekadesh with the Hana of the Mechila. But Rabbi Yitzchok also believes that being Mekadesh with the Mechilas HaMilva should also be Mekudeshes. So the question is, why? Why would it be Mekudeshes? So on Tuesday, we brought up that it could be based on something that we saw in the Tosfos Rid. If you remember, in the very beginning of the Tosfos Rid, when he disagreed with Rashi, he said that that even in every Mechilas Milva, there's also Hana. And even if you don't explicitly state, you know, you're being Makadesh with the Hana, Tosfos Rid's reaction to that was, it's Mefurash V'Yomei, meaning it's so evident, it's so obvious, that it's as if it was said. Now, could that be what Rabbeinu Yitzchok is saying, that even if you don't mention Hana, if you just say, be Mekudeshes to me with the Mechilas HaMilva, I mochel b'chov, and I want to be Mekadesh you with the Mechila, could it be that that's what Rabbeinu Yitzchok is saying, that it should also be Mekudeshes, because we assume it's referring to the Hana, even though it wasn't explicitly stated? I mean, that's a possibility, but there might be, so that's one possibility. Before actually I present something else, let's just jump to how did Rabbeinu Yitzchok explain what Mekadesh B'Milva Einu Mekudeshes actually means? So if you look at his language, right, V'hocha yesh l'farish d'mayri k'gon So how does Rabbeinu Yitzchok explain Mekadesh B'Milva? So he says, "Hiskadshili b'maos milva, Mekudeshes to me with the money of the loan. V'ashat chayevesli, that you owe me. Be Mekudeshes to me with the money of the loan." Now clearly Rabbeinu Yitzchok sees that is not Mechilas Milva. So I think we did talk about this on Tuesday.
Yeah.
That if the man says to her, I want to be Mekadesh you with the money of the loan, inherent in that, according to Rabbeinu Yitzchok, is not a Mechila. He's not being Mochel, the debt. So I think I said, he's trying to redirect that the money initially, when he gave it to her 6 months ago, he clearly gave it to her simply as a loan. And now he's coming back, you know, whatever it is, 6 months later, and he's saying, the money that I gave you 6 months ago as a loan, I want that money to now become the Kesef Kedushin, and I want to be Mekadesh you with that money. Let's even pretend that the money, she didn't even spend it yet to highlight this even more. So, but that money, she will not be Mekudeshes with it, because that money is already hers. He has no right now to redirect that money. So basically then, he's not giving her anything, because that money is already hers, and that's why it's Einu Mekudeshes. But what I think is important is, that according to Rabbeinu Yit, to the Ri, by saying I want to be Makadosh with that money, is not, there is not in that an act of Mechila. He's not forgiving the loan. So Rabbeinu Yitzchok, though, believes that if you are Makadesh the woman, what if you say to her, I am forgiving the loan, and I want to be Makadesh you with the forgiveness of the loan? Do you all see how that's different than saying, I want to be Makadesh you with the money of the loan? Now, so if he says, be Makudeshes to me with the forgiveness of the loan, so what does Rabbeinu Yitzchok think the din is in such a case?
It would work.
Now, let's return to the issue that I raised at the beginning. So why would it work? So again, could be that there's hana, even if it's not stated, we assume there's hana. But maybe there's something else, which is always something that I've thought about, and that in the act of mechila, you know, when a debt is forgiven, you are getting something. I mean, I've always felt that way, that when you forgive a loan, you are getting something. What are you getting? Are you all with me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are we getting, Siona? If let's say you owe somebody money, mm-hmm. and then that person that you owe the money to forgives the debt,
so you don't have to pay them back.
And you just let's say it's a debt of $1,000. In a sense,
it's
you
like
just
I
got,
gave $1,000.
You got $1,000.
Yeah.
So that always had bothered me about this whole discussion of, you know, when you forgive a loan, we said, well, you didn't get anything. You know, one would argue, what do you mean you didn't get anything? You just gained $1,000, but you don't have to pay it back. So I'm wondering if... So that was an idea that I had always, for as long as I've been, you know, knowing about Makadosh B'Mil, that has always bothered me. Like, why does Halacha assume that if you forgive a loan, it's considered though you didn't give the person anything? You know, so I would say, well, maybe you have to give her something tangible, you know, all kinds of answers to try to explain. But maybe Rabbeinu Yitzchok is saying that if you're mochel, if this woman owed this man money, and then he says, there are bima kudeshes to me through the forgiveness, with the forgiveness of the loan, I want to be makadesh you with that. So maybe Rabbeinu Yitzchok believes that you don't have to say because of the hana, the first approach that we gave, you know, based on the Tosfos Rid. Not that. Maybe the very fact that he's forgiving, the forgiveness of the loan is equivalent to giving her that amount of money because she doesn't have to pay it back. So you just gave a person $1,000. See, if he said to her, if he's just trying to redirect the money, that money that I gave you as a loan, I want it now to be kesef kedushin. Well, you just can't do that because you can't redirect the money. But I could forgive the loan. That I could do. You understand what I'm saying? So maybe in the forgiveness of the loan, that's considered to be a nesina of kesef kedushin. Right, Leah?
Couldn't that logic be seen as similar to the Tosfot we read, I think it was on Vav Amud Bet, about the idea that the man not having to spend a pruta on Kiddushin, it's equivalent to him having received a pruta from her?
Yeah, it would. See, when Tosfot said it with regard to Ribbis, and maybe what we're suggesting now is that the fact that you've saved $1,000, that you don't have to pay it back, it's as if somebody just gave you $1,000. It's exactly that. Just that when Tosfos said it in terms of ribbis. And if you remember at the time, I think we did discuss this, that even though with regard to ribbis, it's according to Tosfos, it's as if she gave him a pruta. But remember we said that you have to say though that the Mekadesh Bemilda, so what's going to be the halacha if he forgave the debt, that she doesn't have to pay it back? Wouldn't it be as though she doesn't have to pay it back? It's as if, well, that's saying it the opposite way, that it's as if what?
It's as if he's saving the money.
It's as if she paid him.
Yeah, it's just that, but he's forgiving a debt, so the screen is switching back and forth between the class and Lizzie.
Sorry, it's because if you just click on one,
I should click?
Yeah, like if you click on Victoria, then it'll stay on the class.
Where's Victoria? Oh, I should click on it. Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Oh, I see. I didn't know that. Okay. How are you feeling, Mackenzie?
Can I ask a question?
I see you're suffering there.
Not good.
Not good, yeah. Who had a question? Hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Okay, who had a question?
Lizzie.
Oh, so it is similar to the idea that saving, what Rachel just asked, saving by the fact that she's not having to pay it back, she just gained money. I guess it's along the same lines as the fact that he didn't have to pay out a pruta, so it's also as if he gained money, utilizing the same idea. What? Rachel's in a constant smile.
My charger just detached itself from my computer and went slithering away, but everything is fine.
Good, okay. All right, so are there any questions on this? So this, to me, if this is what, this would be, if this shot is right, this would be quite remarkable that actually the Mekadesh B'Mechilas Milva would be Mekudeshes. According to Rabbeinu Yitzchok, if a man is Mekadesh a woman by saying to her, be Mekudeshes to me with the Mechilas HaMilva, she would be Mekudeshes. Now we have two possibilities of how to understand that. Either the Hana, and we have to say like the Tosfos Rid that it's understood, or what I'm suggesting now is even without the Hana, in the act of Mechila, he's giving her something. Maybe, Rabbeinu Yitzchok believes that that would work for Kedushin. So what does Mekadesh B'Milva then mean? Mekadesh B'Milva, as we said, means that he's not mocho the debt. What he's saying to her is, be Mekudeshes to me with that money that I gave you as a loan. I want it redirected and it should become Kesef Kedushin. But he has no control over that money anymore to redirect it. So then it just doesn't work. He can't. You know, I'm trying to say something about your money. I can't direct your money in any way. It's not my money. I have no control over it. Yes, Siona?
But also, for Kedushin, isn't it the idea that he also has to be giving the money? Doesn't he also have to be giving the money to her at the time of Kedushin? So in Mechilas Milva, are we saying that him being Mochalit at that time, as if at that point he's giving her the money?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. I think
at the moment that he's mochel, he's giving her that amount of money.
Got it.
He's being mochel l'shem kedushin.
Okay. I think Lizzie has a question.
Yeah. What?
Lizzie also had a question.
Oh, Lizzie, yeah.
Oh, I've always said the problem with mechila isn't that she's not getting anything, but that she might still be thinking that it's with money that he gave her before, and that's the problem with it. Like, I didn't think anyone was saying that she doesn't get anything in the Mechila of the Loba.
No, when we said that was... No. That was an issue about the Mechila versus the Hana. That even if he would have said... That's a different issue, that even if he would have said to her, be Mekudeshes to me with the Hana of the Mechila, in her mind, she might still be focusing on the Mechila itself. But that's all assuming.
Right.
And if you're Mekadesh with the Mechila itself, it does not work for Kedushin. But only the Hana would. But even if you said Hana, maybe it still should not work, because in her mind she's not thinking of the hana, she's just really primarily thinking about the fact that the debt has been forgiven, and that's what, you know, she's focusing on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now I get it.
But here, the Beinu Yitzchok is coming from a total, is coming with the approach that Mechilas HaMilva would work for Kedusha. Okay? So, let's now, okay, so we're done with this. So we're up to the Meiri.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did all of you, did you finish it or not yet?
We didn't finish. Almost. We're about a paragraph away from the end. Like a chunk.
Okay.
Everyone's
So let's start. Now, did you have difficulty just reading through it?
Parts of it. And not actual reading. I mean, it was
easy to read.
Like the words were not difficult, but understanding some of the concepts.
Okay. So if there are some lines that you're not sure what he's getting at, you have to ask me, because it's a lot. So I don't know. Do you want to read the whole thing? It just would take us a very long time.
We don't have to read the whole thing.
Okay, so therefore, if there are lines, sections that you do want to go over inside, please tell me and we'll do it. Okay? So let's start off by just trying to summarize it, but in detail, and go in order, not to jump around. So he begins, right, by citing the Gemara. And then he discusses, and what he really did, the most of this, or a big chunk of this Meiri, is discussing the ribis factor that was involved in our Gemara. Again, where did the ribis come up? Because Abai said that if you makadish b'hanoas milva mekudeshes, but basar lasos kem yishum haramas ribis. And then the Gemara asked, you know, Hanoas milva hechidami, what's the case of Hanoas milva? So the Gemara first suggested Arbaba Chamisha, and the Gemara rejected it. Now what exactly is the case of Arbaba Chamisha? He loaned her 4 dinarim, told her she has to pay back 5, she agreed, and then he wants to be Makadesh her with the 5th dinar. That's the case. And the Gemara was suggesting that maybe this is the case of Hanoas Milta. So the Gemara said, no, that's not it. Can't be. And the Gemara had 2 objections. First objection was that this would be Ribis Malyasa. One objection. Second objection is the ode Hainu Milta. Meaning that, let's first focus on the second objection, because that's actually, I think, easier than the first one. When the Gemara said Hainu Milva, that means that since the 15er she has not yet paid back. So let's assume she hasn't paid anything back yet. So basically she owes him 5 dinari, correct? Mm-hmm. The 4, which is the principal of the loan, and the 5th, which is the ribis payment. So she owes him 5. So the Gemara is saying, and he wants to be Makadisha with the 5th one. So the Gemara's objection saying Hainu Milva, meaning he can't be Makadosh with the 5th one, he's not giving her anything because she hasn't paid it. She has not paid it. So so just like she hasn't paid the 4 dinarim, he can't be Makadosh with the 4, he can't be Makadosh with the 5th. So this would be, that's the second objection. The question, what the Meiri really works on is, what is the first objection? Did you understand how he presented 2 ways of understanding what the first objection is? Can somebody tell me what the 2 ways are? Yes.
I would either say it's a linguistic objection, like the language that... it's not Haramat Ribit, it's something else, Ribit Me'aliyah. or the second way of understanding it is
that... And when you say it's linguistic, what's the implication of that?
Implication that the deen is the same.
That what?
The deen is the same, that it would be mekudeshet.
Yeah. That if a man was mekadesher with the fifth diner, then she would be mekudeshes. But it can't be the pshat and abai statement of asur lasos ke mishum haramas ribis, because it should have then said asur lasos ke mishum ribis mal yasa. And that's the objection. So the objection is not that she would not be mekudeshes, she would be mekudeshes if he was mekadesher with the fifth diner. But the reason why this cannot be the pshat in Abaye's statement is because Abaye said you're not allowed to do it because of haramas ribis. Well, if this were the case, then he should have said you're not allowed to do it because it's ribis gomer. That's what he should have said. Now, why would it be that she would be mekudeshes? Oh, we lost Lizzie.
Oh, she was teaching class at in the middle. So I guess that's where she went.
Okay. So what do we have to assume about the case? You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah.
So if she is mekudeshet, then we have to assume that since she accepted the fact that, like, she accepted the kiddushin, that she was mochel that 59, and it's not considered like gezel.
No.
Maybe what is
who was mochel what? I'm not following.
Well, there's different. The other approach is that really she's not mekudeshet.
Yeah, but I'm asking about the approach that she is mekudeshes.
So, I'm answering. If we assume that she is mekudeshet, then we have to assume that by her accepting the fifth dinar.
Her accepting the fifth dinar?
Accepting.
He returns. She pays him. The woman pays the ribis and then he gives it back to his kidusha. And
that's
her acceptance.
Right. Racheli's right.
Victoria got it. She was just skipping that step.
Yeah, but that's an important step. You can't skip that step. That's critical. That's what saying
she knew
is.
That we all knew it was there.
And if we assume she paid him the ribis, and then he gave it back to her and said, be mekudeshes to me with the fifth dinar, then she would be mekudeshes. But asur lasos ke mishum ribis gomer. So in order to say that she is mekudeshes, you can only do that if you assume she paid the ribis and then he gave it back to her for kedusha. Is that clear? He had to have given it back to her for kedusha. But if she never paid it, then that's milva. So like the second objection is assuming where it was not paid. Do you see what the Gemara is, according to this, what the Gemara basically is saying is whether the ribis was paid or not, this cannot be the pshat in Hanas Milva. Why? If it was paid and then returned, then it should be ribis gomer. And if it was not paid, and he's saying to her, don't pay me and be mekudeshes, then that's mekadesh b'milva. So either way, this cannot be the pshat in Hanas Milva of Abaye. Yes.
Does it make sense to see these two, I guess, two sides of the picture that the Meiri brings as parallel to the two objections of the Ritva?
Say it again.
Does it make sense to see these two different suggestions of the Meiri as parallel or analogous to the two objections of the Ritva?
The two objections
of the Ritva. We said the Ritva had a semantic.
That would be exactly.
Okay.
We'll see. Almost. I mean, we have to keep going. You'll see that the Meiri.
He subdivides.
No. Has another way. You'll see.
Okay.
But right now it sounds that it's exactly parallel.
Okay. Thank you.
What Ritva said. Because In the first approach, we're saying she is Mekudeshes if she paid him and he gave it back to her. But the second objection, but still, that cannot be the pshat because it should have been Rivas Gomer, right? I'm just repeating. And the second objection is the fact that assuming she did not pay it back, then she would not be Mekudeshes because it's a milveh. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what was the... That, so that's one way of learning. What's the, so, Victoria, go back. What was the second way of learning?
The second way of learning is not linguistic, but rather the din, meaning it's ribit me'alya and eina mekudeshet.
And why? Are we assuming she paid him and then he gave it back?
Yes.
Yes. So why would it be eina mekudeshet?
Because it's as if he's being mekadesha with gezel.
In other words, it's not his money. This would be saying that the money is not his. When she paid the ribis payment, the fifth dinar, it's not his. It's not his money. So therefore, he's mekadesher with money that's not his. So who does the money belong to?
Her.
To her. Now, so Racheli, this approach is against the Ritva.
Yeah.
Remember what the Ritva said. The Ritva said that in a ribis payment, the money actually that was paid to the Malva actually belongs to the Malva. He just has a chiyuv to pay it back. But that money that was given to him belongs to him. And according to the Ritva, you could be Mekadesh a woman with that ribis payment that he received from her. He could take that money and be Makadisher with it. But the second approach of the Meiri is saying, no. No, you can't. So the Meiri has two ways of understanding that first objection of the Gemara. Is this clear? Okay. And then the Meiri he says, "V'harei hadavar b'machlokes, eitzel ktsas meforshim." You see where I am?
Towards the beginning.
Well, it's at the very beginning. Must be 25 lines in. I don't know how many lines.
Yeah, true.
You notice where that he's going to say after that, it's like kitcho begezel shalah.
Yeah. Wait, we have Begezel. I have Begezel Shiloh.
Yeah, I know okay. You do. Okay, we're gonna. See, I have an edited edition of the Meiri. Take a look.
How convenient.
How convenient. So, the truth is, the whoever did it, the editor corrected the word from Shiloh to Shiloh, which to me, I don't see how you could understand it if you don't do that.
So basically, we shouldn't have even bothered.
So okay, so let's just go back up a second instead. Vaharei hadavar b'machlokes etzel ketzas meforshim. Right, that this is a machlokes with some of the meforshim. Okay, so Zahava, could you read it? You have it in front of you.
Yes.
It's in the middle of the paragraph.
Yeah.
It starts via Tzalana.
You want to just read it?
Yeah, I could read it. From what word exactly do you want me to start reading?
Where I started from. Harehu.
Harehu
hadavar b'machlokas eitzel ketzas meforshim.
Okay. Harehu hadavar b'machlokas eitzel ketzas meforshim. Yesh omrim hoel. Umin hadin hu. Chayv lahachzir. Harehu kikitcha begezel.
Okay, stop a second. Now, if you read it, Begezel Shalom, what? His. It's as if. I mean, you understand the word, so.
Yeah,
it's
dullness
to a case of Gezel.
I don't make sense. I thought it was that money that he had stolen. No.
Stolen from whom?
Her.
From her.
Okay, well, that's Gezel Shalah.
Right, but we misunderstood it that way, because it wouldn't make sense.
Okay, so if you understood it the way, fine.
Just out of curiosity, it's a slight side point. Grammatically, why is it important to say Gezel Shalah? If we know that there's only two people, wouldn't it be like Gezel Shegazal Mimena?
Well, yeah, why would you have to say Shalah? I mean, he stole it, so clearly he's stealing the Gezel.
Right, so I say either way, I mean, just grammatically, do you say Gezel Shalah?
It's totally unnecessary. I mean, it doesn't say anything because he stole it, so.
All right.
The point is that he stole it. Now, this is important, that he stole it from her. It's not that he stole it from some third party, and now he's using that stolen money to do Makadishur. That's not the case. It's important that the money, the stolen money, came from her. Now, did you all understand why that's important?
Yeah.
That's why the word shalom would be really the more appropriate word to use here, because it's money that he stole from her. And now what is he planning on doing with that stolen money?
Returning it as kiddushin.
He's returning it, but he wants to be Makadisha with it. So he's giving her back really her property, because he stole it from her. And he's giving it back. Now, when I first saw this, he's giving back stolen property, so it's not his money. So how could she be Makudesh this? He's not giving her from his property. So read this. So what is he saying then?
V'yesh chokim amar she'enu doma legezel she'hagezel af hanashim yodot shehu tzarif v'hachziro u'me'achar she'kibaktu v'shem kedushin v'ada yada u'machla.
Alright, stop in a second. You understand what he's saying so far?
I think so. We think so.
Okay. Let's go back. So you said the first thing he said was Harehu Kikicha Begezel Shalah Shemakudeshes. That if he's, it's as if he was Makadeshur with her Gezel, and she would be Makudeshes. So I'm asking this, why on earth would she be Makudeshes? He's Makadeshur with Gezel? So it's not his money. What on earth is he talking about? You understand the, you know the answer to that?
Yeah.
What's the answer? Siona, what's the answer?
That by her accepting it, she's like forgiving the fact that it was stolen money, forgiving her rights to really the money itself, and therefore it works for Kedushin because he's giving her something in exchange for marriage and she's okay with it. And like, if she didn't want to accept it, she could have said like, no, this is my, like, you need to give me the money anyways, I'm going to take this, no thank you, if not for Kedushin.
Right. So what he says is that he stole this money from her, and then he says to her, be Makudeshes to me with this money that I stole from you. Now if she says yes, she's willing to accept it, well, implicit in her yes is what?
That he forgives.
Let's back up a second. This is very interesting that I want to digress for a second. Let's talk about stolen property. We have to know.
Here we go.
Let's say if I stole something from you. Nothing to do with Kedushin. I stole something from you. Now, can you forgive me of the Gezel? I don't mean morally. I mean, you know, in terms of money.
Yeah.
So how? What are you forgiving exactly?
The debt that you now owe me.
Say again?
That sounds like the debt that you owe me as a robber that stole my property.
Is it what? Usually you're mochel debts, right? Can you be mochel? Let's just say, is there a debt here that the person would be, is mochel?
When you say here, what do you mean?
I stole something from you, and for whatever reason you're willing to be mochel, what are you being mochel exactly?
The money you owe me.
Well, can you do that?
Why not?
What I'm saying is, you're mochel a debt. In other words, if I have an object, let's say I have a chair, and I want you to have the chair, could I say to you, I mochel the chair to you?
Why can't you say I'm mochel the debt, and that means that you could keep the chair?
Not debt. Hear my case. The chair. Right now it's my chair. I want you to have my chair. So if I said to you, I mochel the chair to you.
But didn't you just say you can't do that? You can only be mochel the debt?
Well, that's exactly what I'm getting at. So mechila, I can't be mochel objects to you. Like if I have this bag of money that's sitting on my table, it's my money, my bag of money. Can I just say to you, I am mochel the bag of money to you? No. You can't do that. Mechila, just one second. Mechila doesn't work that way. So what is, when you're mochel, what are you being mochel? For mechila to work, yes, what are you being mochel, Racheli? What are you being mochel?
My right to whatever object.
Well, I think we should talk really in terms of debts. You're being mochel a debt. Now, what's the debt? Now, let's talk about gezel. What is the debt?
The value of whatever you sold.
Well, let's even try to even be more specific. Well, not more specific, but I want to just focus on, what does the Torah say if I steal something from you?
You pay back double.
You're supposed to return the object if you have it.
Beheshev is a gzela asher gozel.
Yeah.
You have to return.
The actual.
The object that you stole. You have to return the object. So that's a chiyuv that you have to return the object. And the Torah spells that out. That you have to return the stolen object. So, if someone were to be mochel, that chiyuv, what would happen then? What would happen then to the gezel, to the money, to the stolen money?
Sounds like they could keep it.
Yeah, then you don't have to return it. So that means you can keep it. So all I'm pointing out is that when you're mochel in gezel, what you're being mochel is the chiyuv chazara. Mm-hmm. Understand what I'm saying? It's the obligation to return. So if you're a mochel that, then you don't have to return it. So that means it's yours to keep if you want it. So just one second. So therefore, if he stole money from her and then he turns around and says, I want to be mekadesh with that money, and she accepts it. So in her acceptance of this to be kesef kedushin, what is she basically doing? She's being mochel the obligation to return that money. So once she's mochel that obligation, then it was his money, and therefore he's mekadisher with his money. You understand? So look what he's saying. He is saying that this approach holds mekudeshes. So is this the same as the ritva? You hear what I'm asking you?
It is, isn't it?
I mean, the result at the end should be.
Well, I know the end is the same, but is the theory behind it the same?
No.
Not at all.
No, because the Ritva says that it belongs.
What does the Ritva see about the Ritva's payment?
It belongs to the man as soon as she gives it to him.
Yeah, it belongs to him. It's not Gezel. It's not Gezel. It belongs to him. Yeah, he has now an obligation to pay it back. But that money belongs to him. What is the Meiri suggesting?
Yes.
That initially it did not belong to him. It's Gezel. It's just that when he says to her, be mekudeshes to me with it, and she says yes, then she's being mochel his obligation to return it. And once she's mochel that obligation, it's his. And then he could be mekadesher with it. So it's not that it initially started out as his money. It was not his money. It was Gezel. But she was Mochel. And that's why he could be Mekadisha with it. Yes, Victoria?
The other opinion holds that you could use money you stole to be Mekadesh, a woman.
Should I say again?
The other opinion, it sounds like, holds that Mechila doesn't even have to be done. It sounds like you could be Mekadesh, a woman, with Gezel, right?
Which of this, the Meiri, what the Meiri has just stated.
No, the Yesh Omrim, and then he says Yesh Chalkim. The Yesh Omrim.
No, we didn't do that yet.
Didn't we just do the Yesh Chalkim because we said, we talked about Mechila? Isn't there like two opinions here? The Yesh Omrim saying that.
Let's start that again. No. Zahava, read this part from Yesh Chalkim. Read this again.
Yesh Chalkim Lomar, She'eno Kudome Legadel.
What does that mean so far?
That there are those who argue that this case isn't similar to Gezel.
I can't, you're breaking up, I don't hear you.
There are those who argue that this case of him being the Kaddisher with the Rebis,
yes,
is not Gezel.
It's not Doma to Gezel.
It's not Doma.
Now, the first approach that he just said it, the line before, is that it is Gezel. And she's Kudeshes, right? For the reason that we just explained, because she's Mochel, the debt to repay the Gezel, right? For the reasons that we just stated. Now, those who disagree with that and say that it is not Doma to Gezel. Does anybody know where he's going to go? It's not Doma to Gezel, and therefore what? She is Mekudeshes or she's not Mekudeshes?
She's not Mekudeshes.
Not Mekudeshes. At first, when you hear it, it's counterintuitive. Because he's saying it's not Doma to Gezel. You'd imagine he's about to tell you it's not Doma to Gezel and she's Mekudeshes. No. Now, he's going to explain to us. Go ahead, so keep reading. Shahagezel
af hanashim yodot.
What does that mean so far?
In a case of Gezel, if this was a case of Gezel, the women know that he needs to return the item to her because he stole,
In a case of Gezel, if we were to treat it as Gezel, mm-hmm. Even women know that what? That you have to return Gezel. Okay, I don't know. I don't want to read too much into that. So,
it's okay.
Let's not. Okay. So even women know that he has to return it. Keep going. Omeach.
Omeach shekibaltehu l'shem kedushin v'ada yada umachla.
What is that?
That so after they accept it in the name of kedushin.
Is he talking? Is Gezel?
Yes.
Or where it's not Gezel?
No, this is Gezel. Meaning,
yeah, where it is Gezel.
Case of Gezel. They know that it was for Gezel, but they forgive this him having to like what we just said before. She's forgiving it, right?
How do you redo it? Omeyacha shekibal tohu. What does that mean?
She received the money from him.
What?
She received the money from him?
Who did?
She.
We, they.
After she received it from him,
she received. What? The hey, vav ending is plural, so what's the plural?
The plural
is
the money.
The money. That she received them, because they're coins. Me'acha shekibal tohu l'shem kedushin. That since she accepted them, meaning the money, l'shem kedushin. Vada yoda umachla. Certainly she knew, and she knew that it's Gezel, and she knew that he has to return it, but she's mocha.
So I have a question.
We're not finished yet. Yeah, what?
I can ask, or you want me to continue reading?
Oh, let's go a little further, then just.
Okay.
But that's the Gezel. That's if it is Gezel. Aval ribis.
Aval ribis. Hoya umidas ha'alu.
Yes.
Who Nasan Eina Yodas Bechiyuv?
Umidas Halova Hu Nasan, or maybe Hu Nitan. I'm not sure if it's.
Mm-hmm.
It should probably be nitan. Umidas halo vehi nitan.
Eino yodas bechiyuv chazarto v'harei hu be'enei kimo.
So here, I think it means be'eneho. It's Hebrew, not Aramaic. V'harei hu be'eneho
kimo she'nasna lo mishalo v'harei ze mechila b'ta'ut.
Read a few more words.
V'nimsa shalo nasana.
Okay, stop. What is he saying? Who can explain what he's saying? Zahava, could you explain it?
Yeah, but...
Don't translate it again. Just in your own words, explain it.
So we just said this, we just explained the case of, if it was a case of Gezel, that even women know that he has to return it to her. So when they're Mekadesh her with the month, the Rebis, they forgive it. But in a case of ribbeth, the women don't realize, they really think that they owe this man money, and they don't realize that he's stealing from them. So when they give him when they accept the ribbeth from him for a kedushin, they're like, it's a mechila b'ta'ut, because they think that it's really his money that he's giving her.
That's right. Yeah. Good.
Thank you.
That's good. So let's repeat that. See, let's review what he's doing. In the first approach that he gave, he said, ribbis is like gezel, and it's treated exactly like gezel. So what would that mean? I'm reviewing. The first approach was to say that it's treated like gezel, and therefore, when she accepts it for kedushin, she's being mochel his obligation to return it, and therefore, it would work for kedushin because it becomes his money that he's giving her for kedushin. But the second approach is saying that ribbis is not gezel. Ribbis is not treated like gezel, meaning that if he's makadesh with her gezel, it would be makudeshes for the reason that we just said. But ribbis is different. One second. Ribbis is different because she believes that she owes him the ribbis money. She actually believes that it belongs to him. What is the truth, though? What is the truth?
It's hers.
So really, the truth is it is gezel. But she doesn't see this as gezel. She thinks, because she agreed to pay the ribbis, that the fifth dinar truly belongs to him. And therefore, he's just makadesh her with what she thinks is his money. But all that is a big mistake she's making. Because the truth is, it's not his money. Therefore, there was no real mechila going on. Real mechila can go on if she knows it's her money, not his, and she's willing to forgive the debt. But none of that is happening here because she actually believes it's his money. It's a mistake. So he calls that mechila b'tavos. It's a mistaken mechila, meaning that there's no real mechila going on here because she actually believes it's his money. Not that it's her money, but she's willing to be mochel. So therefore, it ends up that he gave her her money. She just didn't know about that. She didn't know about it to forgive him so that it should become his money so that he could be mekadesher with it. She wasn't aware of any of that. So according to this approach, she would not be mekudeshes. But both approaches start from the same premise, which is what?
That she gave him the money and he's returning it.
I know, besides that.
She's accepting?
That money does not belong to him. Isn't that true? They both are working from the same premise that the money does not belong to him. But what is the difference between these two approaches? In the first approach is going to treat it as gezel, implication being that somehow we do expect her to know that the money does not belong to him and that she's forgiving it. You understand? But according to the second approach says, no, she's not Mekudeshes because she doesn't know that it does not belong to him. She thinks it does belong to him. So therefore, there was no real Mechila going on because she thought the money was his. And she thought he's being Mekadesh her with his money. The whole thing was a fraud because it wasn't his money, just that she didn't know it.
Sounds like it's a kiddushin b'ta'ut, like that.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, forget about this. A man gives her a ring for kiddushin. Turns out the money was stolen money. He stole it from somebody else. She didn't know. He didn't tell her. So even though she accepted the kiddushin, it's all a fraud.
No less it's from her.
What?
And no less the stolen money is from her.
So now we have a case of nathnahi.
I have a question.
So these are two approaches, but what's the nafkamina between the two approaches? According to the first approach, she would be Mekudeshes because there was a Mechila. Don't make this right. According to the second approach, that it's a Mechila B'Toos, then she's not Mekudeshes. So this is how he is explaining. So if you go back to the beginning of the Me'iri, where we started, that the Me'iri gave two approaches. What were the two approaches? Whether, if the first objection of the Gemara, when it says Ribis Mal Yasa, is it saying that she is Mekudeshes, but it's a linguistic issue? Or is it saying she's not Mekudeshes? If you say she is Mekudeshes, but it's just a language issue, that would be the first approach that he presented now, that it is domet to gezel. You understand? If you work with the second approach, that she's not Mekudeshes, then that would be that it's not domet to gezel, it's worse than that, because she doesn't know that the money doesn't belong to him. She thinks it does belong to him. She doesn't know that it's really her money.
So the second opinion would be like the second approach?
Yeah. The second approach that says that when the Gemara said Ribis Mal Yasa, the objection is that she's not Mekudeshes.
Okay.
Question?
Yeah.
When it's saying in the second case here that Ribis is not like Gezel, that when she's forgiving him, it's a Mechila B'Ta'ut, she's forgiving. What does she think she's forgiving? And like, does she have to actually be consciously
really
forgiving something?
She just thinks she's forgiving because she thinks it's his money, so there's nothing to forgive.
So to me, it's not even a mechila b'taut. It's just like there's no mechila b'chlal.
Yeah, I think that's what he means.
Okay,
I don't see any mechila. I mean, the whole thing, yeah.
Okay.
Calling it a mechila, but the whole thing is a toast because there is no real mechila.
Does the mechila and her accepting the money in the first way we look at it, that it's like gezel, does the mechila and the accepting the money for kedushin have to happen at the same time?
Yeah, it all happens at the same time. Because in saying yes to him, he's holding the money, ready to give it to her for kedushin. She says yes. Now, in the moment she said yes, she's mochel the debt of having to return it, so it's still his money in his hand, and then he hands it to her, he's giving her his money.
So, according to the Me'iri, a case of the only time, is he saying that the only time a case of gezel would work for kedushin is when it's from her money, and she knows that he's stealing from her?
Yeah.
It wouldn't work
so that she knows that Ribis, that really the ribis does not belong to
him. Well, it
doesn't
have to actually be ribis. It could be like anything that he's stealing from her that he's using to be mikdash her with. Does it have to actually be ribis? Or I'm saying, in general, if she knows that what he's using to be mikdash her with, he stole from her.
Yes. But and she's still willing to be mikdash.
Yeah.
And she's still willing to marry him, then, yeah, then she's being mochel. Now, let me ask you one question, and we'll have to stop. How does the Me'iri know this? That It's just this is just his own idea that he came up with, that if, not about ribbis, if he stole from her and then he wants to be Makadisha with the stolen money, that we're saying that she is mochel the debt, and that's why the Kedushin will work. Is that something that the Meiri just made, just assumed on his own, or is there a supporting Gemara for it? Okay, so for next time, I want you to see if you can find if there is a supporting Gemara.
Did it come up yet, the supporting Gemara?
Did it?
If we haven't finished the Meiri, would we have seen the citation already, or is the citation subsequent?
I have a lot of citations here, and I only have one citation for Gemara for in Bava Metzia. Is that the Gemara you're talking about?
Let me see.
I don't know.
We don't have any citations.
Okay, I think you and I are both using Bar Ilan.
Not the citations in mine.
Victoria's used from Bar Ilan.
You have, there's nothing there that refers you to a Gemara?
No.
Not until the Gemara of Metzia, but my thing.
All right, so let me tell you, it's on Daf Nun Beis in Kedusha. Okay, so I want you to all to, for next time, to look up that Gemara.
Okay. Thank you.
And so next time on Monday, we will finish the, we'll try to get through this Meiri. Okay, so try to finish the
Meiri. Quick question, is it, does it say Amud Aleph or Amud Bet for, and where was the citation found? Like, what's the word that we should be looking for?
Well, the Meiri in his notes at the bottom, the one that I just edited edition, just refers you to Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, maybe also on the Beis.
Okay, and on which words do we know? Where does the footnote show up?
Oh, let me see on what word. Let me find it. Oh, where it says Harehu Kekitcho Begezel Shalom Shemekudeshes.
Okay.
The word Shemekudeshes, that's where I have the footnote. Referring you to Daf Nun Beis in Kedusha.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks,
Rakan.
Thank
you. Have a good Shabbos.
You too.
Have a good Shabbos.
See you Monday.
Feel better, McKenna?
Hey, guys.
Hi! What's up? Woo!
Right, okay.
That was so good.
It really was totally...
Guys, it actually worked.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
It was like
because I think that, like, this went off.
It was totally awesome.
Yeah, he was right here.
It was totally...